So it's a great story, isn't it? And I wonder how many of us on Friday received cards or gifts or... Yes, Miriam, if I can give you those, that would be awesome. Thank you. So how many of you on Friday, on Valentine's, maybe received a card? I got a very nice card from my husband. I got a very nice gift of the Pink Panther films. So I love Peter Sellers, so you know, I'm looking forward to enjoying all of that. Who else got cards and gifts and things like that? So quite a few of us, that's good, that's excellent. Because there are ways, aren't they, of being able to express our love to one another. And for those of us who were here last week in church, we heard about how as a church, between now and just after Easter, we're exploring some of the ways in which we can fall more madly in love with Jesus. In Messy Church, we're going to be thinking about how we can welcome people better, knowing God's word better through the Bible. And then also thinking about what resting and Sabbath might mean for us today. But thinking particularly about today, we're exploring how we're all welcomed to become part of God's family by Jesus, so that then we can welcome others. And we're using the story of Zacchaeus, or Zac, as he was referred to in the video, to help us just think and wonder about this a little bit more deeply. And I thought maybe what we could do is actually think about spending some time, just a few minutes, wondering about how Zac might have felt before he got to have a meal with Jesus. Now, I need some help from about 12 people. All I'm going to ask you to do is just to hold up a picture. So if I could have 12 people of all different ages, yes, do come down. Do come down. So if we can start over here. We need, and yeah, you stand over here. So I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. I need 4 more. So if we turn our minds back. We turn our minds back to the video story. And that Zac didn't really have many friends, did he? And do you remember that people hated him? That was one of the things that was said in the video, wasn't it? So I wonder how that might have made Zac feel. So I wonder whether, thank you, Mims, the first thing, can you hold that really high, Luke? So that's a picture of being lonely. Because it's not nice, is it, when you feel that people don't want to hang around with you? And then what about the next one? A picture of being sad. Thank you. Do join in. Because obviously if you haven't got very many friends, you would feel sad, wouldn't you? And then, oh, there's a picture of a broken heart. I wonder whether Zac felt unloved. And then what about the next one? Now, if being lonely wasn't bad enough, he then was then excluded because nobody wanted to have anything to do with Zac because they felt that he was a thief, that he was a liar, and not really a very nice person at all. But do you know what happened? Because, well, Jesus helped to change all of that. And he did that by Jesus doing 4 things. Firstly, as Jesus walked into Jericho, did he just pass Zac by, ignoring him? No. No. He actually made a point of going up to Zac, didn't he? He went up to Zac. Imagine that you're Zac. And he went, Zac,
come on down.
Come on down. I guess not quite the Price is Right, but, you know. But he went up to Zac, didn't he? And then even more importantly, he then looked at him. So we've got the picture here of Jesus looking at Zac. But do you know, it then gets even better. He didn't just look at Zac. He then called him by name. Didn't just say, "Oi, you, I'm coming." He said, "Zac." And then what did he actually say to Zac? He He said, I'm coming to your house today. That's what he said. He said, hurry down. Today is my day to be a guest in your home. Now, I'm not sure I would want to go to someone's house for a meal that I didn't maybe like much. Would you? No, not really. But do you know the thing is that Jesus didn't just like Zach, he loved Zach. There's a real difference. He loved Zach. And whilst we don't know exactly what the two of them talked about, we do know that Zach was changed by meeting Jesus. So I wonder how Zach might be feeling now. Can you hide that up? I wonder whether Zach felt accepted. Yeah. And also that he felt, rather than the brokenhearted, oh, do we turn that round so everyone can see? That he felt loved as well. And I don't know about you, but when I feel accepted and loved, like we were singing in that song, Enjoy, actually we're filled then with joy. So have you got the joy one there? Yes. You know, when we were singing, we had our arms out, didn't we? Because we wanted to be able to say how brilliant God is with all those things that we can see and hear and taste and smell. But do you know the other thing that was just so, so special about all of that? Is that, thank you, Miriam, he was then part of the community. Because he'd been able to turn his life around. And so now he had lots of friends. And actually, he was then part of the community. So we can see that Zach went from being all of these red things to all of these green things because of what Jesus did. So if everyone could just sit down just for... Thank you so much for all your help. So if you can just sit down, because I'm just wondering... Collect. I'm just wondering if what we could maybe do is just think a little bit about what from this story might help us to see how Jesus wants us to live. Put simply, I wonder whether there are maybe three things that we can take from today's story. Do you want to sit down? That's lovely. Thank you so much for your help. That was awesome. So what are maybe some of the things that we can put into practice from that? So firstly, do we know, do each of us know that we are truly loved by Jesus? And have we, like Zach, accepted the welcome of Jesus so that we can feel and know God's love deep in our heart and are filled with the joy that he gives us? Secondly, do we this morning, however old we are, so whether we're one of the really tiny people in church or maybe one of the older members here at Messy Church this morning, do we want to show Jesus how much we love him by keeping him the focus of our love and attention? Perhaps one way to do that is to say something like, when we go into our homes or when we go into our school, or maybe when we're part of a group that we go to each week, that we maybe say before we go in, Jesus, you are welcome here. Can we all practice that? Jesus, you are welcome here. So it's not that you're welcome here in the church, but as we go to those different places this week, for us to think about saying that, either out loud or maybe quietly, to say to Jesus, you are welcome here. Or finally, are there people that we all know who are either lonely or might be lonely? Sometimes people don't say when they're lonely, but I'm sure that we all know people who are lonely, maybe because they live alone or because they're busy caring for someone else. Perhaps one way to help them is to give them the invitation that you were given at the door this morning. Because this is a great opportunity for you to be able to give a welcome to someone else that can come here once a month on a Saturday and receive a really lovely warm welcome, meet with people, get to know people, have a really warm welcome, have lovely tea and cake together, and go away, as it says on the card, refreshed, because we meet at 10 o'clock here once a month on a Saturday, and the next one is on the 29th of February, and you've got the other dates here as well. So do be thinking, let's spend just one moment now, just thinking about who you might like to invite to refresh at 10. Let's just spend one moment just in silence and just ask Jesus to show you someone who you might like to invite, however old or however young they are. So tomorrow, when you go to school or work, can you remember what it is that you're going to say? Jesus, you are welcome here.